News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, I just did the whole thing there about the Alabama Derby. And listen, the whole point being is that it's a horse race, man. And just like Rich Strike came out of nowhere, there are candidates who have been swapping the lead. There are candidates who were believed to be the favorites going in, who are lagging behind or are very likely or at least struggling to maintain a lead. And it all comes down to the final push. That final push, by the way, it still means something. And I can remember running for office one of my two elections. I can't recall which one. And literally the day before, I was sitting there thinking, I've been too busy too long. I can't just sit here. What am I going to do? I thought, well, there's one neighborhood I know of where I've not knocked on any doors. And I literally just got up by myself and went and just walked the streets and started talking to people. And I had more than one say, I've never had a candidate come to my door before. Well, it made a difference. I know it did. And so, listen, the final push, it still means something. The cake is not baked yet. The race is not over yet. And some of these races that are neck and neck, yeah, it's worth the final push. And you know what? To all the candidates out there who are running and running hard, you can take a nap on Wednesday. All right. Right now, run the race all the way until 7 o'clock tomorrow night when the polls closed. And then just count the votes. I know that sounds like trite advice, but it's real. I mean, and by the way, don't think for a minute that you can't celebrate tomorrow night. Just get your folks together. And I had one friend who ran same year I did. In fact, when I ran, if polls were always to be believed, by the way, I never would have gotten elected. There's that. People were telling me up into the very, I don't know, man, he's the incumbent. You know, it's kind of hard to run against somebody who's been there. Well, how about that? Spanked him. But nonetheless, the other piece of this was we just planned a party that night and we just had a gathering and it became the gathering. And we had other candidates show up at our gathering because we were getting all the results in and putting them up on the big board and having a great time. We were celebrating, and we celebrated right up until the moment when we got the word that that election was ours. I had one friend who didn't want to come out. She was running for office same time I was, but she was so afraid of the results that she just sat at home and watched on TV kind of just shaking. And I thought, what a waste, man. You just spent 9 months or more running for a thing, and if you don't get it, it's going to be God's will you didn't get it. But you know what? If you do get it, you should be somewhere where you can slap high fives and have a good time. So anyway, all that to say, tomorrow night's coming. You candidates, hang in there. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you this real quick before we get too much further. So Right Side Radio, if you are finding yourself getting outside of the range of AM/FM capability right here, first of all, just know this. I may have some news for you coming up in the near future that's pretty exciting for Right Side Radio, and we'll talk about that one day soon. But right now, one thing you can do, you can also go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and what I always tell folks is no matter where you is, there we is. That's right. You can listen live by streaming online, so it doesn't matter where you are in the whole wide world. We had a caller call the other day from North Carolina because he was on vacation, and he usually listens to the show back home, and he took the show with him, and I, man, what an honor. Thank you for that. But yeah, there's a lot of folks that call from way outside of WVNN's broad range. And by the way, we got a big signal. But if you're going on vacation, if you're driving and the signal's getting faint, just go to rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. The podcast is on there too. And the podcast is kicking. Copper, we are literally 155 people away from being 50,000. It's going to happen in the next few days. 50,000 downloads of the podcast.
Oh yeah, sweet.
That just feels like a milestone. Anyway, so yeah, folks, a lot of people listen to our podcast. Copper takes the show. She breaks it down every day into segments, puts it out there. Birdman grabs it, uploads it in almost every form of podcasting known to man, posts it where you can get to it. A lot of it is just available right there on rightsideradio.org. And yeah, 48,945 downloads later, we're just kicking it. And by the way, I always say this, but I got it. Charlene reminds me, you make sure you greet those people listening to your podcast, because some of them get it that way. Well, we know that's the way it works in California. We got our second biggest audience is California. Hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast, and hope you're doing well. So there's that. So I don't understand how they found our show, but I love the fact that so many of them did. I mean, there's a huge group out there in California listening to Right Side Radio. So how cool is that? All right, lots of stuff on there. Not the least of which, I will say this too, is the Right Side store. People ask me all the time, hey man, how can I get one of your t-shirts? Or do you really drink out of a Right Side coffee mug? I do. You can get them at the Right Side store, which is right there on the website. Just click on Right Side Store and bam, you can get coffee mugs, t-shirts, stickers, phone cases with the logo on it. And of course, they kid me, but my favorite, Right Side socks, because everybody needs a Right Side logo socks. But there it is. All right, lots of doings. All right, so coming up top of the hour, John Sutherland, candidate for state senate, who I've not met personally yet. This is a chance to get to know a candidate right before people go to the polls. Now, he's running against Tim Melson, who was the architect of the medical marijuana bill. So if you're listening over in that part of the state, the far northwest corner, Senate District 1, John Sutherland is the guy running against the incumbent. I know Tim Melson well, but I sure am opposed to some of the bills he's run lately. But John Sutherland, who I don't know, is going to come on and give us an idea who he is. And then 4 p.m., Tim James, candidate for governor, who right now appears to be neck and neck with Lindy Blanchard and pushing towards the final to take Governor Ivey into a runoff. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up with the poll position right after this. Stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So it's time to talk about the poll position, and I'm talking about poll as in P-O-L-L, polling the races, going to the polls, if you will. The poll position. So right now, yeah, tomorrow's the day, and I know you guys know this. I mean, I'm talking to an audience of people that actually care about these details. It's amazing to me, every once in a while you come across somebody like, when do we vote? Is that tomorrow? Yeah, but, you know, I know that not everybody pays attention, and this is not everybody's passion, but you know what? It's everybody's constitutional right, so I would hope that you'd execute on it. Speaking of which, I want to just remind you guys, I told a story just briefly last week about a friend who I used to work with, a coworker. This has been 30 plus years ago, who told me that her silent form of protest was not to vote. And I looked at her and said, well, then you got nothing to complain about. What do you mean? I mean, you abdicated your right to have a say. You just threw it away. So if you're not going to vote, then why are you going to complain about who gets elected? Well, the same is true for anybody, though. And so I was hoping right now, by the way, that all of you guys are figuring out, if you don't already know it, where to vote. It's too late to register if you've moved recently, but doesn't mean you can't get ready for the primary runoffs, which are going to be coming up in June. I think it's June 21st. So yeah, June 21st. So listen, the bottom line is this. If you're not registered to vote, go ahead. You can't vote tomorrow, but you can register to vote and be ready for the June 21st primary, because a bunch of the important races are going to a runoff. So here's an interesting thing. I pulled this off of AL.com. Phil, are you leading off with AL.com? I am. So AL.com ran something that I didn't know. They did this full kind of outline, much like 1819 did, on the different races, the different candidates. But one of the things they pointed out in the article by John Sharp, which is dated yesterday, the title of it is Election 2022, Tuesday's Alabama Primary Could Lead to a First of Its Kind in More Than 40 Years. And I thought, first of its kind? You mean like in terms of runoffs? Yes, but here's the deal. It says the last time Alabama hosted a U.S. Senate and a governor's primary runoff on the same day, Jimmy Carter was president and the Democratic Party ruled Alabama. Had a few changes since then. Of course, I feel like Jimmy Carter's back in the way things are up in D.C. But it says it was September of 1978, slightly less than 44 years ago, when two Senate runoff contests, a regularly scheduled Democrat race won by Howell Heflin and a Democratic special election won by Donald Stewart to fill a vacancy, coincided with a lively governor's race that also went to a runoff. The winner of the governor's runoff on September 26, 1978 was Fob James, father of Tim James, who is now attempting to push incumbent Alabama Governor Kay Ivey to a runoff. How about that? Goes around, comes around. And they quote a guy named John Gray. I know John. He's a Mobile-based Republicans campaign strategist. He actually worked in the Scott Dawson campaign during the last cycle. He says, this is an unusual cycle that, as you can see, it's not often a U.S. Senate seat ends up on a gubernatorial year. And that's true. That's interesting. I did not know that. That is just fascinating to me that we're looking at a situation that we've not seen anything like this since the 70s. I mean, it's also, by the way, I've said this multiple times, it's extremely unusual to see an incumbent governor have this level of competition. I mean, they are coming on hard, and it's multiple candidates. So you have, within the governor's race, you would typically look at this and go, okay, Kay Ivey has been in elected office for like over 40 years. And she's, you know, she's been our state treasurer, I think, for two terms. She was a lieutenant governor for a term and a half, and now she's been governor 2 years. She took 2 years of the former Bentley administration's time and 4 years of her own. She's been governor for 6 years. She's got all of the, you know, Montgomery establishment and the associations endorsing her and piling money on top of her, and she can't get it over 50%. So, and she's drawn eight primary challengers. And so, yeah, the top two, of course, are Lindy Blanchard and Tim James. And then following soon thereafter, Lou Burdett. And then you've got some that are, you know, lower tier in terms of their numbers. Dean Odell. I think Dean Odell is running somewhere around 4 or 5%. You've got Stacey George, Dean Young. Anyway, the bottom line is every single one of those has at least a percent, if not up close to 20%. Last poll I saw showed Lindy Blanchard and Tim James tied at like 17 or 18%. Well, this is unheard of. I mean, incumbent Republican governors who claim to be popular and have had this much time in office for name ID and all the money don't usually face this much opposition. They can usually scare off the opposition. Nope, not right now. All right, second story off of AL.com. Oh, Phil, twice on AL.com. Yes, I did. I thought this would be important. And I do this because, I mean, I've got people asking Charlene and I right now at church and everything, hey, Phil, who are you going to vote for this? You know, and I've not been making public endorsements. It's been a point of mine. I feel like kind of like, you know, me talking about what my vaccination status is, ain't going to do it. It's not my job to tell you my medical history. And at the same time, I'm not going to start talking about my endorsements on the air. But people are asking. Well, part of that, too, is because a lot of folks will say, listen, I know you know who some of these candidates are. I don't know who some of these people are. I am in a position where, having served in state government and also now having the position that I'm in with the radio show, I've gotten to know a ton of people running for office. I mean, there's almost every name on the ballot that I'm going to cast a vote for is somebody that I know personally, at least on the Republican side. So that's a blessing for Charlene and I. Not everybody has that. So number one, I will tell you this. Polls open at 7 tomorrow, and they close at 7, as usual. Whatever your polling location is, 7 to 7. Find your time. Get in there. And then if you don't know where you're supposed to vote, if you're not sure, the Alabama Secretary of State's website is, like, super complete. So go to the Alabama Secretary of State's website, and it will tell you, based upon your zip code, where you're supposed to go vote. And I think it's a pretty comprehensive listing. So that's important. But here's the other thing you can also get there. There's a spot on there, I just did it for someone the other day, where you can go and they've got every absentee ballot, I'm not absentee ballot, they've got every sample ballot for whatever county you live in. So no matter where you are in this listening area, and we got a ton of counties in the listening area, I mean, down to Cullman, over to Jackson County, of course, Madison, Lauderdale, Limestone. Listen, all of these counties, Colbert County, we got you covered at the Secretary of State's office. You go to that website. If you're not familiar, you can you can pull down the actual sample ballot that you're going to see tomorrow and get a chance to look at it tonight and go, oh, that's that race. Oh, I got it. What am I doing with this? Honey, what are you doing on this one? And and by the way, there's nothing wrong with pre-marking it and carrying it with you as a reminder. So just get over there, pull it out of your pocket, look at it and go, yeah, that's the one. And there it is. Sample ballots are available at the Secretary of State's website for every single county because they're all different. You got local races that are going to be on there. So yeah. And then there's just so much information out there, and absentee ballots are also, by the way, the deadline to request an absentee ballot is today, actually. So if you have not voted absentee and you know you're not going to be around tomorrow and you want to, you're going to have to talk to your county absentee election manager, which is going to be at your circuit clerk's office very likely, right there in your county at the courthouse. So all that, I wanted to say all that on the air, get it out there, because it's you know, I know that some folks have moved and they're still not familiar with where to go. Charlene and I moved a couple years ago. We had voted in the same place for 24 years, and we had to have a whole new dynamic. So, yeah. Also, by the way, if you get to the polls and you find an issue, let me tell you something. When I ran for office, and by the way, I really believe this was intentional, just so you know. When I got to the polls to vote for myself in the, was it general or primary? It was a general election. I won my primary and I voted for myself, of course, at my polling site. I went back to vote for myself in the final run and I was not on the ballot. I was not on the voter list. And I looked at the lady and I said, I've been voting here for years. I just voted for myself in the primary 6 months ago. How can I not be on the voter list? She goes, I don't know. Well, I know. I can look at the Democrats who were in charge of our county back then, and I know exactly what happened. I had to vote provisional. I had to vote provisional for myself. But do it. A provisional ballot still gets counted, all right? They just open them later. It doesn't mean that your vote didn't count. It just means they had to put your vote in an envelope so that it can be assessed as to why the voter list might have been mistaken, why your address didn't match, the fact that you didn't have the proper ID, the fact that you thought you were in one district, but they seemed to indicate you were in another. Vote provisional if you have to. Ask for the provisional ballot. Don't go to the polling site and not vote in some capacity. Just do it. Make sure you have your photo ID with you. Go in the door. Vote. If something's wrong with the voter list, ask for the provisional ballot. They'll give it to you, but ask for it. I'm just telling you, folks, tomorrow's your day. Alabama has one of the best election ballots in the nation tomorrow. Exciting stuff on our ballot. Don't be left out. All right, Copper, move us to a break. I'm going to come back and keep this theme going, talking about the poll position. Had some interesting endorsements here lately. Had some things happening. And also, by the way, you might want to know what's happening in some of our neighboring states. Cool stuff happening in Georgia. Cool stuff happening over in Arkansas. Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Rainy day out there, but it was beautiful yesterday, which meant that I am, to this moment, still feeling the effects of putting out 35 bales of pine straw in the flower beds. I feel like I've been smacked with 35 hammers. Charlene asked me last night, is your back sore? No, I'm fine. Okay. As the day has gone on, my back has told me exactly where it was yesterday. It was in the flower beds, bending over, putting down pine straw. Yay! But it looks good. I will say this. There was something deeply satisfying this morning about looking out the window and seeing it all in place. So, yay for that. That's an aside you didn't ask for, but there you go. Just proof that I'm a normal dude doing my own yard work. All right, hey, listen, story on 1819news.com. And by the way, I hope you guys are checking them out. 1819news.com is literally one of my go-to sources. They're friends of mine. I know the folks that run it, and they're good at what they do. And when 1819 came on the scene, you talk about rocking some worlds. I mean, folks like AL.com and Yellowhammer and the others, they had to set up and take notice because all of a sudden, who's this group of people? 1819 News? A bunch of conservatives that set up an actual news site that talks about news in Alabama, but yet they call the balls and the strikes. Their editorial content, it's off to the side. It's there, but it's not mixed in with their stories, trying to skew and spew the story in a different direction. No, they do good, clear, honest reporting because that's what they're established to do. And they got a great stable full of reporters. But then their editorial content, I've got my latest one up there on 1819 as of today. I'm just going to tell you, 1819news.com, it's 1819news.com, named for the year that Alabama became a state. Well, I'm looking at a story from 1819 dated today by my friend Erica Thomas. Erica is one of the editors there, and she wrote the story. It's titled 2022 Midterms, What to Watch in Alabama, Georgia, Texas, and Elsewhere. And I thought, that's interesting because, yeah, there really is some cool stuff happening. So right now, of course, they're pointing out, we go to the polls tomorrow to decide all of our statewide races and a lot of local races, but we're not the only state going tomorrow. So high-profile stuff's happening elsewhere. Georgia has its primary tomorrow. So Georgia is going to be, they're going to be center stage on the national scene because Trump's endorsements and Trump's, really Trump's payback for the way 2020 elections were handled in Georgia, they're coming up big. So right now, Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger are both trying to fight back challengers that have been endorsed by Donald Trump. And so that's happening in Georgia tonight. Also in Georgia, if you look at it, by the way, in that governor's race, Trump actually recruited, apparently, U.S. Senator David Perdue to take on Kemp for the Republican nomination. Now, Perdue's not there. He doesn't look like he's going to pull out, but I'm not sure we might still have a runoff. And then at the same time, whoever that is goes up against Stacey Abrams again. I thought Stacey Abrams already was the governor. She says she is. Anyway, Raffensperger, who is the Secretary of State, which is the top election official, he's facing a tough challenge from a U.S. Representative, Jody Heiss, who also has been an advocate of Trump's concerns about the 2020 elections. And then you got the U.S. Senate race in Georgia, Herschel Walker. Appears to be cruising to the Republican nomination. There are some who are concerned that the nasty campaigning is going to start hitting him. He's had some issues in his personal life. I think he's weathered those storms, but I'm pretty sure that once the primary is over, those storms are going to get more intense. He's up against that cartoon Raphael Warnock, who is as liberal and as weird as the day comes. So, yeah, Herschel Walker, though, cruising to a primary win. Now, did you know that over in Arkansas, remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders? That's Governor Mike Huckabee's niece. She was the White House press secretary for Trump, and she is running for governor. And right now, she's the front runner. And, of course, she's endorsed by Trump. And she's one of those who, by the way, you know what it was like. You saw it. Trump can be hard to work for. And I get it. There's some times when you work for someone and they expect certain things, and if they don't get them, they're going to wind up saying, all right, I'll find somebody else if you can't get your job done. Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was one of those who did her piece and left with her name intact and the good graces of the boss. So that is playing out well for her right now as she is the Republican front runner for nomination for governor in Arkansas. In that same state, though, two-term U.S. Senator John Boozman is trying to fight off three rivals. Now he's been endorsed by Trump, so he's riding that, but he's not running away with it, and it's probably likely going to be a runoff. One of those who's running against him is a former standout football player who went to the NFL, a guy named Jake Bickett, who then also decided to leave the NFL and become an Army Ranger, which he did, he's got the support of a super PAC. I don't know if it's the same one that's been supporting Durant here in Alabama, but nonetheless, NFL player Jake Bickett and another guy, named Jan Morgan, is also running against Boozman. So that's all happening tonight. Of course, then there's Alabama. We got our stuff happening. And there's been some things that have made that race very interesting. So we're going to cover down on some of those. Like, did you see what the trial lawyers did in our Supreme Court race, dropping tons of money? Did you see the fact that even the New York Times is noticing that Mo Brooks is surging? And I'll tell you about my conversation with the Washington Post this weekend. Or did you see the fact that one of my personal heroes, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, just came out and endorsed Mike Durant today? Interesting. Lots of stuff happening. Before we do that, though, we're going to step aside and meet a candidate. So coming up next, John Sutherland, who is running for the Alabama State Senate in the Senate District 1, is coming on the air with us here on Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.